This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I don't know about that. Ezra and Uma with you on the evening edition, the all-new evening edition. I don't know if I want muscles per se. I'm often intimidated by what I see in movies these days, which is exactly what we're going to be talking about. You know, I came across this article on Vulture.com.
All right.
And it was referencing an older movie from about 6 months ago, the Baywatch movie, right?
Oh, with The Rock. Or rather, Dwayne Johnson.
Well, yeah, with Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron. And of course, in that movie, and you saw it, right, Ez?
Yes.
Okay. The both of them look like...
were ripped.
Well, they have muscles I've never seen before.
Well, you see them every month on, I think, Men's Health, I think.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Nothing a few sit-ups and a little bit of Photoshop
And so this article kind of references that point and just, you know, just says that male stars are a little too buff these days. And,
right.
And, you know, you alluded to it earlier in your tease when you talked about Gregory Peck not having too many pecs. And,
right.
And, you know, because back then the sex symbol didn't look like...
Well, what's interesting is that, I mean, you know, in this article, you know, they talk about, as an example, about Zac Efron in Baywatch, right? So he does not look like a swimmer. His action figure physique is much bulkier than you'd see in an Olympic pool. Than, you know, it's just too perfect. But I think that's what movies and cinema is for, right? That sense of escapism a little bit. It's not really for it to be realistic in any way.
No, I don't think so. But I guess the question then remains whether or not these people are creating an unhealthy body image for men.
Yes.
You know, I think we often talk about it in the female perspective.
That's right.
What we see on magazines.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I look at Zac Efron, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't hate on Zac Efron or Dwayne Johnson. Do you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. I don't know. I think there is an unhealthy, I guess, perspective to it. But of course, it requires actually a lot of, you know, commitment towards physical health. And so I don't know. I'm kind of okay with that bit, I think.
And we've seen it more and more of late because of the number of superhero movies coming out.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of needs to have a superhero physique.
Right.
Like what you see in comic books.
Right.
Meanwhile, Michael Keaton and Christopher Reeve, the original Superman and Batman of the cinema,
yeah,
didn't actually go for that physique, right? They had body armor that kind of built it up.
Yeah, well, but they also had like a plate of nachos just before they beat the bad guy.
Nothing wrong with that. We're going to cross over now to health psychologist Spring Lim. Thanks for joining us, Spring. Why do you think we're seeing more and more buff male actors in movies?
Well, I think mainly it's because, you know, the filmmaker, they try to fill in the demand. People love to see a buff guy, you know, slim girl. So I think that's one of the reasons why there are more stars, they're going towards this direction. And definitely it's for the people, like, you know, how sometimes social media portray the ideal body image. So people tend to think that the buffer, the better, the slimmer, the better. So I think it's a society's demand. That's why filmmakers, they try to get the celebrities or the actor or actress to achieve those kind of body image.
Yeah, and I guess it seems like Hollywood now has their sights trained on the bodies of men and women, where previously it was only the latter.
Yes, definitely. Because I think body image is like the fashion trend. You know, last time during Kate Moss era, everyone wants to have a zero weight. And now it comes for guys, you need to be buff to portray that you are strong, you are good looking, you actually care about your appearance. So yeah, definitely there's a pressure for men nowadays because we see more guys going to gym now.
Yeah.
So how does this affect the audience then?
Well, there's a good and bad impact. People love to see, but after they see it, they tend to compare themselves to whatever they see on the screen. So they want to either achieve the better body image or they feel very demotivated, decrease their self-esteem on their own body image as well. So I guess this is the effect when they see what's on the screen.
And so what's the range of cases you see coming in that are related to this? Is it just a little bit of insecurity or is it more serious where they experience an obsession with their bodies?
Yes, definitely. I actually have a few male clients came in for this kind of problem. They are very lean. They have a very, you know, good body build, but they feel insecure about their body image. So more and more people having this kind of so-called insecurity or lack of self-confidence in this case.
And how do you treat these people then?
This we have to work on their core beliefs. like some of them, they believe that I need to have 0% of body fat or under 10% body fat, I'm only considered fit. So we have to work on that belief because it's not a healthy belief and it's not helpful for their body image as well. So we have to work on that, help them understand what is the healthy body-related figure, you know, like body fat, the muscle proportions. So we have to help them understand the healthy version. Slowly, they will change the perception.
Spring, thank you so much for your insights. That was health psychologist Spring Lim.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.